It's a Tuesday afternoon, the 22nd day of September. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. This is the closing market report from Illinois Public Media. Don Day joins us to take a look at the weather forecast. He hails from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, you could just mix and match this one all week long. It looks the same day after day after day. And oh my gosh, it doesn't get better for fall and for harvest season. Can you tell me a bit about the weather and what is responsible?
Well, we are looking at a weather pattern that we talked about at the beginning of the season, where the summer was going to start off cool but have a strong finish in terms of summer getting extended into September. That's what we're seeing, just summer weather here in September that's going to go on a little bit longer. We're seeing some subtle things in the long-range charts that are hinting at some colder weather coming for the U.S. in October, but we're going to be able to go here a couple more weeks with these warm temperatures. One thing that we'll be watching here over the next couple of days is some tropical moisture coming up into the western areas of the Corn Belt. We could see today, tomorrow, and into early Thursday some real heavy rains across portions of Nebraska, far eastern Colorado, some areas of Kansas, the Dakotas, and then maybe moving into western Iowa by later in the week.
And if you turn your attention to other parts of the world, they're beginning in South America at this point to plant, and some of it is already in the ground. They had some cold weather we worried about, but it looks like things are a bit better, as likely that usually happens in the spring.
Yeah, we're getting a little bit deeper into their change of seasons here, which takes place tomorrow, and we're seeing those intrusions of the colder air certainly pulling back some, and really the forecast for South America here, looking ahead over the next week to 10 days, is for temperatures at or even a little bit above normal in many of the key areas of Argentina and Brazil.
Any other place around the planet that you've been watching closely? And I don't know, maybe you could come back to the United States and talk about El Nino and the potential for it to help out with the drought in California or other things that you think are of our interest.
Well, one thing that we're definitely getting more and more confident is the fact that we are going to have a pretty strong El Nino here. It's going to fall short of the 97-98 El Nino, but it's still going to be a big player this winter, especially across the southern tier of the United States, from central and southern California through the desert southwest, the southern plains, and the southeast United States. Those are the areas that are going to be most wet, while the northern plains, the Pacific Northwest, they're going to be suffering with some dryness this winter.
Okay. Hey, thanks so much. I do appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Remember, you can find us again, if you'd like, on our website at WILLAG.org. Most of our agricultural programming goes up there not long after it airs on our radio stations, and you can listen to it anytime you'd like. You can also search iTunes, if you'd prefer, for both the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week. Those two programs are in iTunes. Just search for the Closing Market Report or Commodity Week. You can even search for my name for the Will Ag programming from Illinois Public Media. You have a great afternoon. If you're on the tractor or the combine, be safe. If you're in rural America and driving on the roads, watch out for the tractors and the combines. They move a whole lot slower than you do. I'm Todd Gleason.